Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, our holiday-themed sports line continuing, and we're talking a lot about relationships today, personal and professional working relationships. And I have an opportunity to talk with Kurt Gibson and Matt Troha, both with the IHSA. So we say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to both of you guys. So thanks for joining us. I want to start with Kurt Gibson, though, because most people in our listening audience are aware that his local connection to us is he is married to an elder. So, right? You're very familiar with Christmas and Alexis, right?
Yes.
Those must be quite the holidays, that's for sure. Big family.
Big family, lots of noise, good noise, good food, and just always good to connect with people. But, yeah, a lot of great times.
Now, you grew up where? Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Belvedere.
Okay. So, and we talk about like 7 degrees of separation in life, but it's really not 7 degrees of separation when you're talking about interscholastic athletics. I was at a game a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, well, I guess I can go back to Kurt Gibson because my brother-in-law is the head coach at Fulton, and his nephew played football for him. So we're just like one big happy family.
That's the great thing about sports, right? Yeah.
Well, so I assume that so many of the elder family, and I know Coach Grant, of course, at Monmouth Roseville, a longtime coach there, are involved in athletics and education. I assume that's a lot of the conversation at some of these family get-togethers, I would assume.
Yeah, it is. We all get a chance to tell a lot of good war stories about happenings in our local communities, you know, who's doing what, who's got a good team, there might be any job openings, how the officials are doing, all that kind of really good, important stuff. We cover it.
And we traveled the same roads. You were at Erie for a couple years, and they have a great holiday tournament. You were telling me off the air in its infancy when you left there.
Yeah, the Watkins Holiday Classic is a big tournament around the state, and you can just see the teams that come in, and you can see by the officials they get to work it that it's a top-notch event.
All right, and you have how many children then?
I have 4.
And they're involved in athletics and activities. So what's that like following them in that, and then I guess the connection with being an IHSA administrator?
It's been a lot of fun. 3 of my boys are in college right now. My one, who's still in high school, runs cross country and track at Bloomington, and they had a great cross country season. So that was sort of exciting. I don't have anything to do with cross country, so I learned a lot, but it was fun to go and see the students and the coaches interacting with one another, people pulling for each other. And it was sort of neat when, even though I don't have any involvement with cross country, just to know that the people that I work with put on, you know, and organize really good events.
Yeah, and that's what the great thing is about your position is, I mean, when people say, I just say, well, they state football championships and state basketball tournaments, but we, you know, the people that follow it daily know it's way more than
way more than that. Yeah, the people that have the passion for, like, the football championships and the basketball tournaments, there are people that have that same level of passion for the cross country and the badminton and the tennis and other events that maybe don't get as much publicity. But those people that know who won back in, you know, the first year of the tournament, they exist just like they do in football and basketball.
All right, Matt Troha is with us, and we've traveled a lot of the same roads because he's a Monmouth College grad. That's his connection, I guess, kind of to WRMJ. So your first, like, real job and true job was in the media, right? For the Review Atlas, is that right?
That's right, yeah. During my 4 years at Monmouth College, I was worked for the Daily Review Atlas covering high school sports, so I got to know that whole landscape in greater Monmouth area and just had a blast, you know, meeting people and
do you remember your games. Like, I'm curious, do you remember your first, like, assignment where you ever had to go to a game and cover?
I do. I had to go to Stronghurst.
Southern versus Union game. No way.
I can't remember who they played, but I remember I got a little lost on the back roads.
Old Bay County Conference.
I'll tell you, one of the coolest assignments I ever had, just I was covering Monmouth Yorkwood, and they were the number one seed in the football playoffs. They got upset, and so I was sort of done for a couple weeks, and then the other team in Monmouth at that time, what was the
Monmouth Warren
made it to the semifinals, and the sports editor called me that morning and said, hey, will you just come to the game and do a story on the Galena team? And so I went, and it was their coach, Cordy, was in his final season, and I talked with his wife and a bunch of people and wrote a story. And then, years later, I had a kid from the team email me and had I don't know how he decided to reach out to me then, but yeah, and told me it was like the best thing he'd ever read about Galena High School. How random, it was in the Monmouth paper, but
yeah,
you know.
So because it's funny because Yorkwood, of course, is part of the consolidated school district united with Warren and Alexis. And this past summer, the IESA girls basketball season at the junior high level is in this basically segues from the summer into the early fall, and I was down there. And it was in between games, and I went to walk to the football field. No games are played there anymore, but they still have the 1983 Yorkwood Golden Bear State Championship sign up there. I think that's so awesome. You have young kids right now, right?
Yeah, third, second, and kindergarten.
So from a family perspective, how excited are they? They understand your job then now, what it is.
I think they do. They know I do sports. that's my favorite thing.
Yeah, my favorite tweet this year was from Jeff Luhnow, the Astros general manager, when his kid was asked, well, what does your dad do? He just sits around and watches baseball games. So they are getting the grasp of.
Yeah, you know, they are going to more and more tournaments and yeah, I don't know if they understand it. I don't know what level they understand it, but yeah, they know that we're associated with athletics, and you know, they like sports quite a bit themselves, which is a lot of fun for me. I try not to push it too much, but you know, doing what I do, yeah.
What happened this summer, Matt, with your sons in baseball and you coaching?
Yeah, we won the Southeast McLean County tournament.
Oh my goodness!
You know, we won 9 games.
I thought I read that on the front of the USA Today. All right,
there was a lot of pressure in the office that week. Matt was walking around in pins and needles, but the Hayworth team prevailed.
So from a interscholastic athletic standpoint, being a part of it, you know, I still say it brings out the best of the youth, brings out the best of the community. And a lot of people don't know, I met my wife broadcasting high school basketball games. She was home watching her brother play, and that's how I met. So I'm watching all my kids participate in athletics and activities. I'm like, man, I'm so thankful of the complete people they have become because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people say, well, you make too much of sports. No, I know academics are important. I call it the icing on the cake.
Well, yeah, and you know, my wife and I, we moved down to a small town just south of Bloomington Normal, Hayworth, about 3 years ago. My wife's from a small town in Iowa, and, you know, I think that was sort of one of the driving reasons behind it is not necessarily, you know, for sports and wins and losses, but just, you know, for the opportunity that, you know, we hope they're able to participate in as many things as possible, being in a smaller community like that.
And the focus of my show today is the relationships that you build is the neat thing in all this. I talk about 7 degrees of separation, but I think of all, I don't know if it's sad to say that a lot of my relationships stem from the job I have in covering high school sports. I don't know, but I think it's a blessing is what I'll say. And I just wanted, that's why the feature of my show today is a lot about relationships. So much respect for the working relationship I've had at WMJ with Kurt Gibson and Matt Troha. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Jim. Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours.
All right, we'll have more on WMJ in a moment.